Hi guys, this is Jake Gross.
And I'm Emmett Lee.
And we're going to do a podcast on some random stuff with old versions of Windows, like, I don't know, audio production in Windows 3.1, DeckTalk Access 3.2 in Windows 95, and all kinds of random stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to be doing all kinds of random stuff and talking about, you know, various Windows things, you know, we do all kinds of random stuff. So, to start this podcast, I'm going to start Windows 3.1.
Hey, VM.
I mean, I know you can't hear my speech, but I'm VMware player.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome to
what I don't like is some Windows, and Jake, you can probably agree with this, but some older versions of Windows, like Windows 95 and all that, they sometimes glitch out, and like they sometimes have bugs where the sound card you can't hear, like you don't have audio. Sometimes those bugs can be kind of annoying.
Yeah, I noticed that on my Asus laptop sometimes.
Portable. Prost.
You have an Asus that's Windows 95?
No, I mean VMs on a Windows 95 Asus laptop. My laptop at school is an Asus, and I
Windows
run VMs on that.
Windows 98.
Is it slow, your Asus?
Windows 95
yes.
OSR. 7-zip.
Do you have Skype on it?
Max.
No.
VMware.
Okay, do you have Skype on iOS? Is the question.
No, I don't.
Windows 3.1.
Do you want Skype for iOS?
Sure, if it allows us to keep in touch during the week.
It will.
7-zip self-extract in
I'm not really a humongous iOS person. Like, I mean, I mainly use my phone for calling people.
It's okay. Anyway, back to the podcast. We'll talk about that later. My favorite operating system, Windows. Wise. See, I'm a diehard Mac user. But, my favorite operating system for Windows is probably gonna have to be Windows 7, because that was a pretty stable Windows for a very long time.
Items, view list, window.
If you ever used Windows 7, Jake.
Of course I have.
You can probably agree with this. There wasn't many bugs and it was very stable.
Yeah. It was compatible with a lot of things.
Yep. It was accessible, but... the only thing that was inaccessible were some web pages.
Yeah.
Completely inaccessible. Unlabeled buttons and all that. But anyway... And Jake, I kind of want your input on this, but how does it, in my opinion, Windows 10 kind of has some bugs. Do you agree? Like, some bugs?
Yeah, for example, sometimes when I turn on my computer, it says program manager, desktop list, program manager. It just, like... And then it just, like, when I'll tab it, like, goes to switch back between this program and your desktop list thing and then Skype, and it just can't decide what window to go to.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And is that annoying? Like, what, is that a bug, or what have I done wrong, or...
That's a bug. That's a bug. It does that to me, too. And you gotta be very careful, because when you install Windows 10, you have to install the right drivers.
Audacity.
You have to do it. It will mess you up. Badly. It will mess you up so bad that, and this happened to David, Jake. You know,
yeah.
David.
Yeah.
He used to have an HP desktop AIO all in one.
Yeah.
And he didn't install like the right drivers, like all the audio drivers and everything. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. Where you have to install the audio drivers and everything?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say he didn't install the audio drivers. So, basically what happened to him, since he didn't install the audio drivers, basically what happened to him, he has no audio on his HP. So it's basically like he has no sound card or any of that.
Wow.
Folder UV.
But anyway, back to podcasting.
Yeah, I'm going to launch VMware Player and launch my Windows 95 VM.
VMware Player, non-commercial.
You know what I think we should... What is the default narrator voice for that? Like, what is the default sappy
voice for what?
For Microsoft.
In Windows 10?
No, Windows 10 is Microsoft David. Windows 95.
Sadly, I mean, I think it's narrator was released. The first version of narrator came with Windows 2000, so unfortunately, I tried to get it working on Windows 95 and all that, but it gave me an error when I tried to launch the narrator.exe program.
Edit list. List item 1 of work. Create a new.
But you like narrator though?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. Open I managed to use Sappy for Eloquence with it, at least.
Tree view.
You selected Microsoft Sam as the Windows default voice.
3.1 collapsed 10 of 11 level 3. Windows 90.
I like Microsoft Sam.
Windows.
He's
VMware.
It's people say like John and everything. They say that it's a bad screen, but it's really not. Selected.
What's the software up? Narrator.
Reminds me. Like,
yeah.
Windows pain.
It's a lot of hurt.
It's not that bad though. Like it. It gets you to where you can install NVDA and everything like that.
Yeah. And from what I've heard, like, people judge a screen reader on the voice, you know. I mean, that's understandable.
Yeah. Okay, you know what the most buggiest Windows was? I demo. Hated
which will run
Windows
for
Vista.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
First load.
You know what? The most.
You can still downgrade to that if you ever wanted to. Which, why, but still, why?
I know, right?
And you know, why was that? My question, sorry, Jake, I really want to know this. Like, I really want to put this in the podcast. My question is, why was Windows Vista ever an operating system? Why?
Like, why was it even released?
Yes, it was
Ask
so bad.
Start button.
Yeah, I know. What about Windows ME? Ever play with that?
That's a nice Windows.
I mean, okay. If you read information on the internet and what people's opinions, and you try the VM and just try to do things in it, it crashes. I mean, I've not only read about this, I've experienced this firsthand with the VM. It Windows ME just, blam, it crashes.
It does. It really does. I hate it.
You hate Windows ME? I mean, it looks nice, but it's just... The reason it crashes is probably due to MS-DOS. Ugh.
It's not safe. It's not a stable version of Windows at all.
It's you know, the MS-DOS architecture is not as stable as the NT architecture.
Yep.
Yeah, Windows NT is so much more stable.
Hell, configure sleep.
Imagine how unstable Windows 10 would be if it was still based on MS-DOS architecture.
Oh god, I wouldn't even bother putting that on my computer.
It probably crashed as soon as it booted up. Like, wow.
Does it... You know what I don't like about Windows 10? There's a combination of buttons you have to hit when you boot into it.
Yeah,
configure access. Sleep.
What do you have to hit when you boot into yours?
I have to enter my password and then I have to, like, launch NVDA manually sometimes, even though I have it checked to launch automatically.
My NVDA launches automatically, because...
Yeah, I mean, sometimes... I mean, my NVDA launches automatically, too, sometimes. But sometimes what happens is it says this BitTorrent sync update thing appears, and then it has a program where you just upload this BitTorrent sync update, it's the Skype, it's just... Yeah. It's really weird.
I don't use BitTorrent sync at all. I hate it.
Why?
Passion. For Mac, it's inaccessible.
Oh, that's why I hate it?
Speed.
Yup, for Mac. For Windows, it's a different story, though.
Announce Grail. Voice and language. Voice and language. Speech output set. OK but. Help button. Volume. Spin. Help. Config. Settings file.
Settings.
Help settings
house.
Button. System.
System space setup.
System set. Output
devices. Out
devices. Out. Config. Select. Select synthesizer. Deck access 32 selected.
Deck access 32, I'll press enter.
Output device.
I like
window.
Deck top,
synthesizer
but I don't group. Like
select synthesizer.
I don't like
Orpheus.
Orpheus, yeah.
Yeah. I'm using deck talk with HAL right now.
System set HAL control.
I like Paul.
Desktop window. Workspace.
Yeah, I'm using Paul. Let's see. Let's go into speech
HAL
options.
Configure access speech out. Voice and
yeah.
language selection button.
Voice and language selection.
Perfect. Creed.
Well, you listen to Patrick Purdue's Hal Deck Talk podcast, right?
Yeah, very.
Well,
prompt one.
Okay.
Virtual load all default mode. Create user. Voice perfect Paul pull down list bar. Add button.
Okay.
Delete button. Rename button. Parameters for 50 speech parameter test.
Yep.
Default speech parameter test.
You have pitch 50 to
350 speech parameter test.
Oh my god, it sounds like a girl.
Test. Wait, you heard that?
A little bit.
Yeah. That's due to my recording being a little bit close to my headphones. Wait.
Rename button. Intonation spinnable list box. Default selected.
Why, you're not
zero
supposed to have
speech
people hear your speech
test.
In podcasts?
Well, I mean, hear my speech echo, if you know what I mean. My recorder picks it up as well as my loopback.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant? By people not hear my speech?
Yep.
250 speech parameter test.
Okay, intonation 250, let's see.
Default speech parameter test. Other speech parameters group.
You know what's fun?
What?
Putting the intonation all the way down to zero and
intonation
the rate all the way down to
zero
on soft voice, it makes
test.
It flip. Like L.
Wait, let me actually try that.
Windows 9
control.
Synthesizer S to up 14.
I wouldn't, dude. It's loud. Don't.
What I mean, with the normal of it, male voice?
Synthesizer.
Yes,
SMB
it's loud.
Soft voice.
Windows 9.
Don't, Jake, don't. I'm warning you. Don't do it in this don't do it in this podcast, okay?
Alright.
Synthesizer. Synthesizer. Speech play.
I mean, you can use soft voice, but just don't do it, because it's going to be very loud.
Or, how about this? I'm going to pause the recording. Well, oh, no, I won't. Let's say I press P and it doesn't pause. Who knows? Should I pause the recording or just wait until the end of the podcast to do this?
You can do it. I don't really care, because it's not like people are going to hear your speech.
On that 01 column 2.
Well, they're going to hear my... Well...
It's like that thing that you and you told John to keep on doing. Remember, annoying me with soft voice.
Paddle, track you.
So, yeah, I'm gonna.
Windows 95.
I'll just wait until the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Pain.
Other speech parameters. Intonation spin. 1-0 speech parameter test.
Deck talk tells the intonation to 0.
Other speech.
Oh, yes.
Basic voice name.
I love doing that.
Gender.
Gender?
Value spin a bullet. Cursor
male.
Down.
Female.
Female?
Parameter test. Oh, my
female.
God.
Clip.
Default speech.
It's loud, isn't it?
Head sign. Value spin. 65.
Speech parameter test.
Whoa.
145.
Whoa.
Default speech parameter test.
Okay.
Hey, Jake,
104.
What do you think? What is your opinion on the best operating
control.
Windows around?
We do, like the best modern version.
Yep.
Speech parameter test. 93.
Probably 10 or 7.
90. Speech parameter test.
I'll set the head size to 90.
Parameter. Voice gain.
Voice gain.
Value 0.
100.
86.
Whoa.
Default.
Ow!
Speech
I heard
parameter
that.
Test. Parameter frequency gain.
So loud.
Value spin 0 beat parameter test.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. No.
86
actually.
Speech parameter test.
Ow, the fricatives are loud.
Default speech parameter test.
Really?
Parameter frequency gain pulled.
Aspiration
value
gain.
Spin 86 speech parameter
hey,
test.
Hey Jake, what time do you have to go to school tomorrow?
Default speech
parameter
control.
You know, my usual time. Like 3:30-ish.
Speech parameter test 0.
Do you hate
default speech
control? You know,
control.
Over the weekend it could be kind of, you know, like over the weekend it could be, it's just I wish I could have a full weekend sometimes.
Parameter phrase pause.
Anyway, so
control.
Phrase pause and we have sentence pause, but they don't, I don't really play with those much. Anyway, what I'm going to do,
you know, when your synthesizer settings, you can change your output device, if you know what I mean. Like, you can change your output, like, when you hit tab, it will,
Tile control pan, desktop win.
Change your output, and you hit up and down arrows after you hit tab on your output device. It will change your output device to speakers or a headset for every night.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know how to do that, yeah.
Oh my god. How do you spell podcast? I remember that day, that was funny.
Oh yeah, I remember you asked that.
Windows 90.
That was a mean
Windows VM power off.
Okay, that was, let's see. Power off the VM.
Windows 95 VMware player, non-commercial use only.
Like, you know, I have like 18. No, actually, no, like 15, something like that. VM from yourpod.net as well as WinWorld PC.
Can you run those on VMware Fusion?
Windows.
Maybe.
Power up. Windows 95 VMware. Audacity. Panel.
Anyway.
Folder V.
I'm gonna launch Windows 3.1 right now.
VMware player, non-commercial use only.
You should get a Windows
List.
Vista VM.
I don't know.
Create a.
Okay, launch this Windows 3.1. And the note talker is in it too, and it uses soft voice.
Tree view. Level 2 OS.
Wait, you got a screen reader in
level
that?
Level 3 Windows 9. Windows 3.
Yeah, I got Windows 3.1 installed
list.
On Windows 3.1.
Windows. VM. Download a virtual appliance from the marketplace. Run C colon.
I'm gonna launch my Braille Speak emulator.
W.
You have a Braille
item
Speak.
List.
A Braille Speak emulator.
Windows 3.110. Item
Oops.
C.
VBMS. Use eSpeak to talk.
Item.
Those things are fun. Braille Speaks are fun.
The real things, not the emulators.
C. Windows
yeah,
system.
Emulators are fun.
C. Red. Windows 3.1.
But the real things are really fun.
VBMS.
What makes the emulators
I,
fun?
VMware player, non-commercial use only. List. Windows 3.1. Edit my play virtual.
Interesting, because you actually can
unavailable. Edit multi-I read only. Selected with Windows. I move. Window.
In.
C. Window. Pane.
You know what they need?
What?
Windows 3.1.
I have the Windows 95 startup sound on Mac.
Wow.
It's my login sound, actually.
Soft. FM. Soft voice.
Windows 3. Domain. Preferences submenu P.
Oh no, for some reason lately.
Variant. Combo box mail. Voice.
I'm just been feeling
great.
Very tired Fly. Lately. I don't know why, but I'm not going to sleep yet.
Me neither.
I can't go to sleep yet.
Zero.
Whoa.
You are wrong. I set my inflection to zero and intonation and rate to zero and typed in L. It wasn't loud at all. Oh, he probably talked with some other parameter applied. Oh, I get it now.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you meant the default male voice. But you were talking with some weird glottal source thing changed, right?
Yep.
Oh.
Let's
see.
I'm gonna add Dave here. Can he join the podcast?
Yeah, he could join the podcast.
Loading NVDA. Please wait. Folder view list. V. Windows. Pane.
Anyway, guys, I'm gonna launch Windows 3.1 and VMware player. W, I, N, enter.
Hi, Wall.
Hey.
David, we're doing a podcast.
Program manager.
You wanna join it with us?
Yeah.
Insert.
So, we're basically having fun with old versions of Windows.
Yeah, and we're talking about random stuff, about like the bugs we've experienced with our Windows computers and everything.
And VMs, like Windows, like we're gonna do audio production on Windows 3.1 and see how if I could crash it.
Is it?
Who knows?
Stopwatch. Sounds master.
Wait, I have so much audio stuff on here. What audio program should I launch?
Dude, doesn't really matter. Launch anything.
Let's see, I'm gonna launch Note Talker.
Oh my god.
Menu close to list box. Optional
note talker.
MDR child. Optional.
Hey David.
Yeah.
Note talker.
Are you tired?
DTS.
No.
So, wait, Emmett, you play with the note talker program?
I've heard about it. People say they don't like it.
Why? Wait, where do you read about it? On Clango?
Yup.
Oh, are they talking about the original note talker or the one that was used to make prank calls?
The one that's used to make prank calls.
That one is a very inappropriate name, but I'm not gonna... You know what the name is, right?
I forget.
Let's just...
Message it to me.
If that... I will tell you the name at the end of the podcast. No, actually, I'll tell you when we stop.
When we stop the podcast, okay.
Yeah, but the original note talker, like the text editor, is cool.
F equals output up. N equals new control and
I'm gonna type something here.
Menu closed. Menu closed. Edit box.
Hey, David.
Period.
Taste. Yeah.
I told.
Taste.
Jake about your
period.
VM. About your, Windows, when you try to install Windows 10 on your HP.
Hi.
Yeah.
I am no talker.
Remember, you didn't, I know why it didn't work.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
You know, Patrick produced Drunk Will Upon TTS, right?
Yeah.
I have the text for that. Let me demonstrate how you do it. Guys, ready for the little demo?
Yeah.
Menu.
So I'm gonna do drinking all day, comma, drinking all night.
Is my status on away or online?
Now, comma, space. Drunk. Drunk. Period. Space. Darn, comma. Freaking. R e e k I n. So.
Comma. Space.
F r e e k n. Comma. Space. D a r n.
Period. Period. Drink.
And I'm gonna press F5, and the following should happen.
Drinking all day, drinking all night. No,
what did it do?
Sounds like Patrick.
Darn, freaking.
We couldn't hear it.
Wait, you heard? You guys heard it, or you didn't hear it?
Couldn't hear it.
Well, if you listen to the, I'm gonna do it again for good measure. If you guys listen to the podcast, you'll hear it, cause I'm recording my sound card. You know. So I'm gonna play it one more time.
Drinking all day. Drinking
all night. Where are you gonna send us the podcast?
No.
Upload it to my site.
I'm drunk. Darn. Freaking.
Okay.
Darn.
What are you gonna call it though? It's gonna be under podcast, the link.
I'm gonna call it the Random Podcast.
Button. Button. N equals
What other audio system? Let's actually
Program
try
manager.
Playing Zoom. Let's see.
N equals
more
Windows.
MIDI stuff on here.
Menu close.
Wait.
Applications.
Well, I'll do the early media rack.
S technology.
Oh, yes.
Early media rack.
Wait, you listen to the
early media
rack.
No.
Talking clock.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna do talking clock. Press Alt Tab.
Window light. Talking clock. Rain. K equals. S equals.
Say time.
The time
menu
is
close.
11:35 p.m.
Wow, it's 11:35 p.m. already? Wow.
Frame. Program manager.
Wow.
NPR child. Early media rack.
Okay.
Wait,
clock.
David, it's 2:35?
Yep.
W. Wind chime.
Holy crap.
Oh my god. Wow.
W. Wheel open.
Looks like an all-nighter has been pulled.
Yep. Man, this... I'm actually gonna launch the alarm clock. And let's see if I can make a WAV file play at 12 midnight. Let's see. It's 12 o'clock. Let's actually see if I can do that.
Talking clock.
Yeah, it's still Saturday where you are. Jeez.
Yeah, but it's Sunday where you guys are.
Yeah.
Let's see. WAV player.
W. WAV editor.
Play a WAV.
W. WAV player. Frame. WAV player. W equals. F equals choose file.
Choose file.
Menu close. Empty arch. Edit box. List box. List box. Graphic. Audio.
Audio.
Graphic. 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 Midison. Graphic. Graphic. Center. Hip. Graphic. Wave file. Bottom index. List box. Top index. Demo 16.1. Index.
Demo 16.wave. Let's play that.
Frame. W equal. F equal. L equals. C equals set record. F equals choose that. B equals save recording. B equals play.
Hey David, don't you think Nikki is kind of controlling?
You know, I know Nikki in person, so yeah.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
Well, why is it? Why is it unfortunate? I mean, you know, I mean, he's a cool guy. I mean, I met him at a camp, a local camp, Camp Bloomfield, which is a local camp in my area. Anyway, without getting off topic, let's get back in the podcast.
Empty our child.
Yeah.
Red
yeah.
Clear. Red so, W. Winchan. W. Willow Pond. TTS.
I'm gonna go ahead and let's see what we have here.
W. Wave Editor.
Wave Editor. It's fun. Let's do audio
button.
Editing. Windows 3.1.
Frame. Wave Editor untitled. F equals. O equals open. Menu close. List box. Top index. Index 0 of 0. No. List box. Graphic. Audio.
Graphic. Do some editing.
Graphic. Graphic. Index.
Who dares me to try to do audio editing in Windows 3.1?
Me.
Okay.
Hey, I think we should end the podcast soon so we don't take up too many gigabytes.
If, you know, Dan and I did a podcast for an hour and it only took 16 megabytes, so it's not too big.
Wow.
List box.
Top
index.
Okay.
Demo 16.1. Index.
I'm gonna try
button.
Playing
button.
The file.
Graphic. Frame. Wave Editor Demo 16.1. Space.
Hey, David.
Yeah?
I'm gonna go to Effects.
F equals file. B equals.
What was your favorite
Windows
you ever had, David?
Effects, scroll down.
Hmm.
B equals Echo, scroll down.
Echo?
F equals Fade, scroll down.
Fade?
M equals Normalize.
Normalize?
R equals Reverse.
Reverse?
S equals Trim, scroll down.
Speed?
T equals Trim.
Trim?
A equals Amplitude, scroll down.
Amplitude?
E equals Echo, scroll down.
And we're back to Echo. So, who thought a Windows 3.1 audio editor had so many features?
Not me.
Not me.
H equals Call.
Huh, let's try.
C equals.
Does Windows 3.1 have a run dialog?
Yes.
Menu closed. Menu closed.
But you don't actually with Windows R. I added some echo. Let's see if it worked.
Space.
Wait.
What do you activate it with?
Space. Empty our child. Early media rack.
Jake.
Wave editor.
Yo,
frame. Program manager.
You have to go in the program manager, press Alt F, and then R.
Oh my god, that takes so long.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. That's just a different way of doing it.
Yeah.
Does it have a start menu?
Nope. It doesn't have a start menu. It uses the program manager for all
yeah.
those program things. So. Okay.
So what would happen if you hit Windows? The Windows key.
Let's see. It just stings at you.
Windows program. Windows program manager.
Let's see.
Willow pop. Wave editor. Willow Pond.
Willow Pond TTS annotator.
Edit box. Edit box. Edit box. New. Menu closed. Menu closed. Edit box. Adding. H. I. Period. Space. T. H. B. Space. B. P. 1. Period.
Hey, David.
Space.
Yeah.
What year was the BIOS
I am the
Lord
of Windows 3.1.
Anyway.
This one?
Yep.
2013.
Times it.
Insert.
Wait.
Button.
What about your HP? Space.
Windows MDR child. 11:40 p.m. Willow Pond.
It's
a frame. Program manager. F equals down. Menu closed. MDR child. Early media.
Hey, David. You know what you can do? If your computer. Is your keyboard USB?
MDR child. Track view,
yeah.
Press the arrangement title.
What, the one way HP?
Yep.
Home
yeah.
Control.
You can hook that to your
menu
laptop,
close.
You know that, right?
Box.
Yeah.
Top index. Index 0.
Have
list
you
box.
Ever tried it?
Graphic. Audio. Graphic. Audio. Profit. Presto. Index 11 of 8. Profit. PFX.
I'm going to try loading a MIDI file in here. Because this is why I think Windows 3.1 and VMware sucks.
Top index. 0 9 top to point min. Index 1 of 20. Passport pop.
I'm going to load a MIDI.
MTR
right?
Child.
If I try to play it, it doesn't even emulate Sound Blaster MIDI synthesis. It doesn't even play MIDI music.
MTR Child.
See? It's just... I just don't like it. Like, Windchime won't
double. Right editor. Double. Right, right.
Like, if you guys listen to my early Meteorac podcast, Windchime on Windows 98 demonstrated, it said, this program is performed in legal operation. But I'm going to actually try it in Windows 3.1, even though MIDI doesn't work. I'm just going to set the dialogue
double.
Block actually Windchime. Appears.
Checkbox. D equals device colon. Windchime enabled. Checked. Frame. Wheel pump Windchime. Combo box. D equals device colon. Microsoft MIDI mapper. Checkbox.
Yeah.
Events. Double equals.
Yeah.
F equals file. Menu click.
I'll just close that. Let's see. MIDI player.
Ten. MIDI player.
I'm bored. I don't know. Let me just try loading a MIDI, even though I won't play because I'm bored.
MIDI
click.
M equals MIDI. F equals choose file. Menu click. MIDI player. List box. Top. List box. See audio MIDI. List box. Top index. 0 9 top. W. Bottom index.
Why am I crying? That's
bottom index. W. Drop 1 point. Frame. MIDI player. M equals. Menu closed.
I wonder how my iPhone is doing.
P equals play. U equals. P equals play. Menu closed. Menu closed. Dialog. System pull down.
Hey, David.
This
what?
May not play correctly with the
do you think my
setup
iPhone
top
still works, okay, even though it hasn't been used for a while?
Yeah, probably
okay
not.
Space. Frame. MIDI player. Frame.
The screen
run.
Still turns on.
Anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Alt F4.
Button. Okay.
I'm gonna exit Windows 3.1.
Windows 3.1 VMware Power. Windows 3.1 VMware Play C. Windows 3.1 V.
Okay,
restore
R1.
Close C7 of 10. Audacity panel.
So, you know, that pretty much concludes
the podcast.
The podcast on our random party. So, if you want to contact me with any comments or questions or whatever, or suggestions or whatever you want, you can email me at datajake@gmail.com. That's datajake@gmail.com. You can
or
find me at
eleeman13@gmail.com. eleeman13@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can find me on audiogames.net as datajake1999. And you can find me on Skype as datajake9999.
You can find me on Skype as SamanthaLover132, SamanthaLover132.
So,
thanks for listening to our podcast.
So I'll see you in the next podcast, which may be with me by myself. It might be with some of my friends. So you never know what my next podcast is going to be. So I'll see you guys next episode. Bye.